The following shir has been presented by Rav Zev Lef, Rav of Moshav Matisyahu in Eretz Yisrael, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Pesachim, daf kuf tesh vav omer aleph. Omer Belazar, Omer Boshia. Kol shikibula b'mashke, tzorech netilas yodayim. Rav Oshia said, Rav Elezer said the name Rav Oshia, that anything, any food that you dip into a liquid needs netilas yodayim. This, according to some, is a halacha that's similar to the halacha of netilas yodayim by bread. Just like they instituted washing for bread, they instituted also for something that is dipped, food substance, any food substance that's dipped into a liquid. Some hold that, therefore, you have to make a bracha al netilas yodayim for something that's tibula b'mashke, and that's the reason why also we wash, when we dip the karpas into the salt water, because it's the regular halacha of kol shetibula b'mashke, and therefore there are those that make a bracha when they dip the karpas into the salt water. And that is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, that you must make a bracha both Leil Pesach on the dipping of the karpas and the entire year, and that is also the opinion of the Rambam. However, Tosfos and others say that it's not the same takana as by bread. By bread, there was an additional reason because of Kedusha and Nikius, and that's why they made a special injunction to wash and to make a bracha. And by Tibula B'mashke is only a consideration of Tuma and Tahara and Srach Truma, that we're afraid that it will lead to defiling the liquid and your hands, and people who eat Truma will not be careful and eat the Truma with hands that will defile the Truma. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, where there is no one who eats Truma, the surely don't make a bracha on this. However, the Maril said that when there was Truma, and when they were makbid on Tumantara, they in fact made a bracha. Today we don't make a bracha, but we in fact have to wash. But it's a minig to wash anyway. There are those, however, who hold, Tosfos holds also, that Bisman Hazer, where there is no Tumantara and no one who eats Truma, there is no reason to wash at all. And so too the Eshkol also holds like that. And so too the Meiri says that Bizman Hazeh, we were not makbid on Tum and Tahara, and there are no people who eat Truma, and therefore there's no Inyan to wash at all for something that's Tibula B'mashke. And so too says the Tur in Simen Tafai and Gimel in the name of the Maharami Rottenberg. However, the night of the Seder, we do wash without a bracha, according to these opinions, either because of a special halacha that a person should be extra careful and be tahar, pure, during the regel. According to this, it would apply not only the Seder night, but throughout the entire Yontif, and probably other Yomim Tovim also, that one would wash for Tibula B'mashke, even though you don't wash for Tibula B'mashke the rest of the year. Others hold that the Seder is a different reason why we wash, in order to make a difference of the night, so the children should ask. Or because we are doing the Seder as a Zecher l'Korban Pesach, and when it came to Kodshim, for sure there was an idea of being Makbid on Tuma and Tahara. But it's a special halacha for the Leil HaSeder, and the rest of the year there is no idea to wash for Tibula B'mashke. As we said, the Rambam paskens that you must wash Netilas Yadayim the entire year for something that's Tibula B'mashke with a bracha, and similarly on the night of the Seder, and so paskens the Vilna Gaon. The Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you have to wash the entire year and Leil Pesach, but without a bracha, and that is also how the Ramah also paskens. The Levush paskens that even though the entire year we wash for Tibula B'mashka without a bracha, the night of the Seder you wash with a bracha, and the Taz refutes his assertion. The Mogen Avraham brings down in the name of the Lechem Chamudos that the Minig HaOlam is not to wash at all for Tibula B'mashka, and so too says the Aruch HaShulchan, most of the world is noheg not to wash for something for Tibula B'mashka, and only people who are Mahadar and Machmir wash for Tibula B'mashka without a bracha. A difference would be if the reason that we wash for Tibula B'mashka is purely dependent on the laws of Tum and Tahara, then it only applies to the seven Mashkos that are Mekabel Tuma and give Tuma, which we will elaborate in a second. If, however, the reason is a takana because of Nikius, then it should apply to all liquids. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though there are those that say that Bizman Hazeh, one does not have to wash for something that's Tibula B'mashka, however, many Rishonim and Achronim say that one should wash, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says one should be Machmer and wash for something that's Tibula B'mashka. And as we said, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Minig HaOlam is not like that, and most people do not wash for something that's Tibula B'mashka. Some of the laws that apply to Tibula B'mashka for those who do wash, first of all, the Halacha, it only applies to the seven liquids that are considered mashkim and hatorah to give and receive tuma, and they are wine, olive oil, milk, blood, dew, bee honey, and water. And if they're in a solid state, then there is no idea of, even if you dip into solid butter, but the food is hot, and when you dipped it in, the butter was solid, you don't have to wash for that. However, if you dip into melted butter, you do have to wash. Same thing, sea salt is considered a mashke, and if it is wet and you dip into it, you have to wash. The if the foods that one does not normally eat by dipping, they only eats with a fork and a spoon, never eats with his hand and dips it with his hand, those foods you don't have to wash, even if you eat them by dipping. The Mishnah Berurah also says it's possible that if you don't want to wash, that you can eat with your hands covered or with gloves on, and then you wouldn't have to wash for something that's Tibula B'mashka. One has to wash for something that's Tibula B'mashka, even if he dips it in only partially and never touches the liquor with his hands, and even if he is dipping less than a kezayis. As we said, the Minig HaOlam, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, is that most people do not wash for Tibula B'mashka. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should be Machmer and wash with Tibula B'mashka without a bracha, and the Vilna Gaon paskens that one should in fact make a bracha. And Leil Pesach, the minig is for everyone to wash when you dip the karpas into the salt water, for various reasons as we mentioned.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.